Earners, what's up? Look, I want to give y'all a little peek behind the curtain of producing Earn Your Leisure. It's a lot more than just sitting down and chatting. It involves meticulous planning, recording, editing, and then promoting each episode to ensure it reaches all of you. And if you picked up any of our merch, then you know there's a whole extra layer of logistics from inventory management to shipping. Running a podcast is like running a small business. And speaking of business, I know many of you entrepreneurs are involved in e-commerce. You understand how crucial it is to streamline operations and cut costs wherever possible. That's why I want to talk to you about ShipStation, the multi-carrier shipping solution that integrates seamlessly with all your online sales channels. It's all about optimizing your shipping, connecting with expert partners, and freeing up more of your time to focus on scaling your business. Now let's talk about our experience with ShipStation. This tool has been a game changer for us, especially with automating routine tasks. Being able to manage everything from one dashboard and print shipping labels with just a click, absolute lifesavers. Plus, the discounts we get on shipping costs are incredible. Honestly, it feels like we're saving thousands. And as our show and merch sales have grown, ShipStation's robust automation and reporting features have helped us keep up without missing a beat. For those of you who get overwhelmed by order volumes, ShipStation's easy-to-use dashboard is a dream come true. You can import orders from any sales channel, apply shipping preferences automatically, and handle customer service issues right there. Not to mention the savings with up to 89% off carrier rates like UPS, DHL Express, and USPS. It's no wonder over 130,000 companies stick with ShipStation long term. So, are you ready to turn your shipping challenges into growth opportunities? Head over to ShipStation.com and use promo code EARN for a free 60-day trial. Again, that's ShipStation.com, promo code EARN. Start streamlining your shipping and scaling your business today. This episode is sponsored by BetterHelp. Earners, what's up? Look, today I want to talk to you about something that's been on my mind, a real weight on my shoulders. You know, we all have these moments, big or small, that just stick with us. When we don't talk about these things, then they can start to affect our lives in unexpected ways. That's why having a space to express these feelings is so important. I know firsthand the benefits of therapy. It's been transformative for my friends and family. Therapy can help you learn crucial skills like setting boundaries and developing coping strategies. It's not just about dealing with major events. It's also about enhancing your day-to-day life, allowing you to become the best version of yourself. So if you've been thinking about therapy, BetterHelp can be a great option for you. It's entirely online, which makes it super convenient and adaptable to your busy schedule. You start by filling out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist. And you can even switch therapists at any time if you feel the need, without any additional cost. So get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/EarnYourLeisure today to get 10% off your first month. Remember, that's BetterHelp, HELP.com/EarnYourLeisure. Don't wait. Don't hesitate. Head over there now.
What's the biggest scam in investing?
SPACs, for one. A lot of those are dead. Y'all want me to go here?
Please.
I think people who put funds together that don't have credibility or backing from higher institutions that provide safety to our community. I'll leave it there. Y'all can cut it out if y'all want to. But it's too much of it going. You can cut it out. It's be a clippable moment. But I think that's the
reading the tea leaves.
I don't want no drama. No, but I'm being honest. Like, even on the SPAC side, even on the GoFundMe, all that, like, I think it's been too much capital raise in an easy environment to sell returns that are not likely from even major firms. So,
who are you referring to? Jay Morrison? That who you're referring to?
When I said it 2 years ago in Vegas, my mic got cut. So.
Remember? No. The mic didn't get cut. It was technology from that other company.
Well, I think it's a teachable moment. Look, you know, it's one of these things, right? Where, It's a teachable moment. And I think that I believe he was in over his head and did things and acted off of ego from, I don't know him personally. I met him 3 times in my life, but it seemed that he had tremendous ego. And a lot of times when ego leads, when you lead with ego, you fall into trouble, right? And then you try to make up for your mistakes with more ego and more pride, and that just leads you into more mistakes, right? And I think that you have to be extremely careful when taking people's money. I never took anybody's money. As a financial advisor, that was the first thing I always told people, was that you're not writing a check to Rashad.
To me.
Nobody ever wrote a check to Rashad Bilal Fund or Rashad Bilal Incorporated. I was an intermediate person that would invest your money for you in Fidelity, in BlackRock, in different mutual funds, life insurance. Franklin Templeton, stuff like that. Exactly.
Yep.
I was never responsible for actually personally pushing a button and moving money around for people and going into their bank accounts and different things of that nature. So that's the first thing I tell people, is that when you're investing money, I'm not really a big fan in investing money with a person.
Yeah.
Right. If you buy real estate, you should be able to buy real estate direct. Now, not to say that there are some crowdfunding platforms that have been successful.
Yes.
Not to say that every single crowdfunding platform is a scam, but that's one of the things I think that you can learn from this lesson. Because whatever happened, it's already happened. But it's like, how can we avoid these type of situations from happening again? Right. So as a consumer, I think that that's something that you should be aware of, is not to invest money directly, as opposed to, you know, having it done independently or something that you're actually in control over.
Yeah.
And I mean, I gave a TED talk actually a few years ago, and I said that, you know, anybody that misappropriates or abuses the trust of the people,
you just said that
they're going to be held accountable. Not my job. I'm not the police. I don't do the work of the police, because I'm not on pension, right?
You know, so, Chicago.
Yeah, I'm not.
LAPD, NYPD.
I don't talk to the police. A lot of people do, but I don't. It's just
personally
the way that I was raised. I don't talk to police, and I don't do police work. So don't ask me about Diddy, because I don't know anything, tell you, right? And it's not my job to expose the breaking scam artists of the decade. But ultimately,
we got an obligation to protect people from the bullshit, though.
They're going to get exposed themselves, right? And it's always happened. It's never. And that's why I said this 6 months ago, that there's no benefit of scamming somebody.
Yeah.
And some people didn't fully understand. They're like, well, the benefit is that you make money. What I mean by that is that over the course of the time, you're going to lose. You're going to lose more money than you made. You're going to be sued. Your reputation is going to be diminished, and you might even actually go to jail. So there's no benefit of it. Yeah. Bernie Madoff is the biggest. He's run the biggest scam that we've seen. Right. And he ended up dying in jail.
Yeah.
There's no benefit in it. That's what I'm trying to say. So, yeah, I mean, I'm not the judge and jury here, and I'm not a detective, but if you will be held accountable by the people that you
took advantage of, yeah,
into your situation, I don't need to hold you accountable. The people are going to hold you accountable, and that's stronger than my voice. 10,000 voices are stronger than just my one voice, right? So it's a learnable experience for this whole thing, and it's unfortunate, and you know, it's something that unfortunately is going to happen again. It's human nature. It always happens over the course of time. But in the future, I would advise anyone that is considering ego, pride, getting a quick buck, I would highly advise you against it.
Yep.
Now, you can do whatever you want. You can disregard what I'm saying. But if I were you, I would advise you not to go that route, because ultimately, I don't think that it's beneficial. I don't think that it's worth it. And I think that you will pay a tremendous price for your transgressions.
Yeah. Also, there are no shortcuts. Like, secondly, if anyone approaches you with anything, have them make you money for free. That's what I always put in the, if I made you money, please put yes in chat. Most of y'all who made money for me, you made it for free. So I have no issues with that, brother. Wish him well. There's a lot of great things you can learn from him on the marketing side, but you got to deliver that actual return. So y'all be careful. But also, as a community, we have to stop wanting the easy, sensational thing.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all don't like it when I say 50 pages, 80 pages, study the market 12 hours a day. Y'all be like, fuck that. Okay, cool. Shortcuts, short results, man. So prayers to everybody. I want no drama, no smoke. If you see this, please don't think that I'm on that. I don't have time for it. I'm cool. But go master craft. Go master your craft.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.